Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. On a stormy day in 1934, the southern Oregon coastal town of Gold Beach held an Armistice Day program in the community hall, followed by an outdoor flag raising. Armistice Day, renamed Veterans Day in 1954 in the United States, commemorates the end of World War I on November 11, 1918. The Gold Beach ceremony was held the day after the official date, which fell on a Sunday. The Gold Beach Women's Club had purchased the flag that was raised on a new flagpole provided by the Veterans of Foreign Wars. The main speaker, VFW Post Commander J.C. Johnson, said VFW members and a few surviving Civil War veterans were the only ones who had firsthand knowledge of battle conditions. Johnson's speech emphasized deportation of radical foreigners who advocated overthrow of the U.S. government and the elimination of profit in war and war materials. During a lull in the storm, participants went outside to witness the flag raising, embellished by accompanying bugle calls. The flag bearer and color guards were veterans dressed as sailors and in uniforms of the Spanish-American War and World War I. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.